Blog Talk Radio.
You tonight as we get ready to populate our ancestors, I share a shape. And I don't tell you, Sister Mara, that your mother come to me in the spirit. She told me to tell you not to sell a house. Stay where you at. I'm praying for you also, I share a shape, as I talk to the ancestors tonight. And Anne told me to tell you, Regina, that things going to stay in divine order, but you're looking for it's going to happen. And I want to tell you, Sister Pat, your father and mother came to me and told me to tell you, hey, stay on that property and don't sell it. I know they want to sell it, but don't sell it. I shall say, as I cover with the ancestors tonight, we covered with the ancestors to talk what's going on. The ancestors said, more is coming. As I pick up good energy, I pick up psychic energy tonight, picking up things are working, and I'm seeing somebody coming to me they just lost. They're trying to find their daughter, and their daughter, I want to tell you, I see the number 8. Of course, she wins. That must be a jersey. You're going to find her by the water, around a tree. And they will find her. I just hear her saying, this is where I'm at. The floods and the storms are steady coming. And I just want you to know we are praying for you tonight. wherever you might be. Every letter, telephone call tonight, I'm praying for you and even you tonight to come to see what we're doing and we point out blessing. I say, east, west, north, or south, that I call on our ancestors tonight to be a guide, Michael and Gabriel. Gabriel will cares to the cares and bring back who's going to be back. Michael will guide us, and Metatron will make sure the things flow in the right. Thank you. we're going to see things that open up and things that open up good to you. There are some things that you might not see open up. It will be a blessing for you. And we'll open up a door for you. So you get ready and claim the blessing that we got for you. And then claim that door that will open up for you. So I just feel that the blessing that will be coming to you will open up every door for you.
For example, when you go to Central America, for example, and Ecuador, they have plenty of Palestinian money from 200 feet down in the ground.
Overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory is won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome.
Here, this part of the world that's slave, and it puts him in the side of a seat. because again, they don't tell you that there are black men killed in the United States. They call them moms. And they range from in the Midwest all the way down the eastern coast of the United States. And they are found artifacts in them that are similar to things found in West Africa and indeed it was in Northeast Africa that predict the arrival of the so-called indigenous black. Another thing is some years ago, one of the major television networks back in New York, I don't remember exactly which one, ABC, I did a documentary, and they said that these elements are the ones who brought right into the Americas about 3,000 BC to tell blacks that they ought to be glad in these schools of higher learning today in order to be right. The ancestors back in Africa couldn't even write. You see how what it will do to tell us that they brought right into the Americas. Antonio Pigafetta, that Dr. Ben mentioned, who sailed with Magellan when Magellan came to the so-called New World in 1519, when they landed at the land of Bergen, which we now call the film, they were met by people in canoes that carried as many as 40 people. And Antonio Pigafetta recorded that these people were checked back, seeing that they came out of the internal marsh. That's impossible to learn. He said, naked and black as they are, 1597 years after Columbus's arrival in the so-called New World. Another thing is, don't tell you again, or my associate.
Well, why don't we read it? Well, why don't we read it from your time? Let me end it.
I stole another man's country, and I brought your ancestors to work for, but I tell you how great your ancestors were and still expect to be great.
Well, what I'm interested in is you a bringer, I'm not getting necessarily an odd situation of that. Most black people in Birmingham, Alabama, they came from Harlem, New York, are Christians, and they grew up in a black community, a black Muslim, a black congregation, but with a white Jesus. Because do we know that Jesus up until Thomas II had the first black Jesus painted, he had Michelangelo to do it. But up until that time, the world worshipped the black Madonna and child. It wasn't perfect going back to Poland to worship at the statue of the black Madonna and child. That's in the New York Times. But what the Times says the next day, don't worry about the black Madonna and the child. She was originally white, but there was a storm in the 16th century passed by and turned it black. But the same storm must have gone to Spain, and then it went to Ethiopia, and it went to the Soviet Union, and turned all the black Madonnas red. It was a hell of a storm. We're jumping around, and I think we're going to have a beautiful, interesting hour.
Okay.
I was going to get to this later, but since you're opening, let's deal with it. Okay. Well, you're in the Bible Belt. I heard so. You heard so. And I must tell our audience, we had dinner together earlier. We got into this a little bit. So you hear some interesting things. I think you guys are taking issue with a lot of what we grew up with in the Bible itself.
So that's not fair. I brought it right here. This is Pope Pius the 12th. In his private chapel, trained the black Madonna and child, and all the popes of Rome, which is a private, just from the church, the Roman Catholic Church itself. I just got rid of a copy of the History of the Black Madonna Lamb, and I brought one copy published by the Roman Catholic author of funds called The Daughters of St. Paul. And it says that the picture of the black Madonna child in Poland is reputed to have been painted by St. Paul. Now, St. Paul is said to have been one of Jesus' disciples. He also knows what Jesus would look like. So if he painted a black woman and child, who am I to say that he wasn't? Besides that, however, in Anacalypse,
so the black
woman,
up until the 19th Conference of Bishops, in 325, when Rome, under the order of Constantine, the Roman Emperor, ordered the 219 bishops and knights here, and they took away Christianity from the Africans. Just remember that before they said Jesus was born in a means of infecting him, they said he was born. in Kiev, in Ethiopia, it was at the Nightmare Conference that changed that. Let's go further. That was on Instagram, eBay, that the word of Christ, we know it, that a spouse, it was only Iraq, a spouse, a life. You know what a life?
A life is a life.
The person who wrote that at the 19th Conference of Bishops in 325 AD, Constantine, the Roman Emperor, ordered the conference be held because Rome wanted to take over Christianity from the people who started it. Christianity was started with Pontius and Moses in a place called Alexandria in Egypt. And Egypt is in Africa. I saw it on the January 9th was there.
Talk about that last night. In your lecture. There was a lecture last night from Dr. Thomas here on campus. He talked about the separation of people who don't want to see Egypt as part of Africa. He talked about the terrible thing about black being in Egypt as well.
What I did last night,
I don't want to get away from the other point. Okay.
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 I didn't hide it. Give it to them.
We were talking about our ancestors. I share our ancestors tonight. And we cover our ancestors tonight. I'm getting a good energy. As I go, I want to tell Sister Reen, Sister Reen that called me from California. And Sister Reen, your mother and father in the spirit world, they want you to keep the house and don't want you to get rid of the house. I feel good energy for you, and they want you to stay in the business that you're in. I want to say to you tonight, as we talk over Asher Ashe, that there will be a door open up for you, and you have to be able to, your ancestors, as we talk over with our ancestors tonight, body, mind, soul, and spirit, as we go from east to west. One of the things I prophesied, that the earth, that the moon is healing the earth. Lots of sinkholes, lots of stuff coming out. Everybody got to put the mask back on because we open up too early. You're going to find out Arkansas, Mississippi, Louisiana, Illinois, Michigan, the stuff is rising back up. I just want you to know that as I cross over with the ancestors. And I'm talking about tonight about African history. And I'm talking about our ancestors that built this country. And they didn't teach us Black history. I'm going back to the...
She couldn't take that. She couldn't take that Jesus was black. She said, no, no, no.
I mean, he didn't have no color. He didn't have no color. Oh, John the Baptist saw him the baptizer. Do you realize that you're getting at the foundation? That you're shooting and digging away the foundation of what most of us grew up believing?
Yeah, well, we believe a lot of things for a long time. One thing, they give us 3 pages in the Bible. Slave obey your master, and that's what we believe for the longest time. They said that Jesus said, so how was Jesus, who fought the system, said to the slave, obey your master? They didn't sound rational with it. So, look, most of the things, we're in a European system. You could come to this university and spend 4 years, go back and spend another 2 for your master's, and another 1 or 2 for your doctorate, and never have any course at all about Africans. But every day you come here, you got courses about Europeans. This is an extension of European culture, European belief, European racism. And it has no intent of teaching about the Africans. The Africans built the Europeans' first university, the University of Salamanca in Spain. These are historical records.
One of the things you said last night is that it's not just black people who sing.
Most of this information are written by white and white folks.
It's just that they don't emphasize it in the classroom.
As a matter of fact, let me back you up when you open up the discourse. We were speaking about Columbus. None of them in here, none of the listening audience, even in the air, had the faintest idea that in the life of Columbus, after his death, his family had to go to court because charges were raised, and this is in the record, in the Vatican, in the secret archives of the Vatican, that Columbus was shown a map of where the Queen of Sheba that Dr. Ben spoke about, this black woman who had made it with Solomon and produced the son, Menelik the First, and they lived more than 900 years before the birth of Jesus, had already sailed through what we now call the Strait of Gibraltar, came to land to the west. That was longer than Africa and Europe combined. And that, brother, is North, South, and Central America.
May I add this? Right here at this university, they teach, and I've just been here a few days, right? And they're teaching this institution because it's the same as Cornell and Wynn, that Hippocrates was the father of medicine. He's not until 333 BC. Let me read this for you.
Okay, you teach at Cornell.
I teach at Cornell also.
Can you please the time that for me?
You teach it now, I'm there. 1700 BC, that's 1400 years before Hippocrates, you can find the Cahoon Medical Papyrus, full of information about women's diseases and pregnancy. In 1600 BC, that's 1300 years before Hippocrates, the Edwin C. Smith Papyrus, the comparative surgical text and anatomical inquiry, it especially deals with spinal columns. 1550, let me drop to 1 year. Evans Papyrus. There is the whole book of it. A medical paper by Queen Hatshepsut, the first known queen in history, and took an Egyptian queen. A papyrus designed to show women how to develop a method to stop pregnancy, to insert into the vagina, made of the shrub of acacia and honey, which breaks down the lactic acid. Not only that,
benefit of doubt, consider what you think to be true. I mean, you are chipping away at everything we've ever been taught, most of what we believe.
I mean, you were taught it as a slave.
Nobody slave in three things.
Yes. We are no longer physical slave, but we are mental slave. And it's the worst form of slavery. Some of us believe that the Cadillac and the house and the beach make us free. But it's the mind that makes us free.
Oh, I'm just glad I have to ask questions. Go on and tell me something. Man. Tell us about some of those pictures, because I'm going to
watch in the tower. Well, this picture that you were looking at right here is the picture of Pope St. Peter, the first Pope of Roman Catholicism, as the church admits. The church
said
black face, black everything.
If you strip him, black all the way down, except with fingernails and all those things.
Well, how do I know you just didn't get a picture and paint a black face on?
No, that is the statue in Rome. That's it.
Now,
at
the best.
Take a jet.
Can't afford it.
Take the fastest means and go to Rome and come back.
Right
and then tell us if it's not. That same picture. I used to teach at Roman Charles.
Wait, this is there now.
Yes, no. And every pope kisses the stove. They said his nose are warmed by the thousand kisses placed there. If the book that I got it from was not that heavy, I would bring it. You see the Pope kissing Pope John the 23rd.
And who is this black guy?
Saint Peter.
The man that they told you every black minister, every white minister says, Jesus gave Peter the keys to heaven, which means that no white man, nobody else could enter into heaven unless he come by way of me, the black man. But I hold the keys to heaven.
Right. And there's no reason why Peter should not open for me. He suffered to death.
What else you got there?
Well, what I have here is some black saints. St. Augustine, some of you say that St. Augustine, St. John Chrysostom, St. Athanasius, and St. Ambrose. Black saints of the church. You have to remember that Christianity is called in Europe and by Europeans as a new religion.
Right?
It was alien to Europe. Emperor Constantine, the one who decided to take it, he said, I need a religion to unify my empire. With this religion, I could then conquer the world. And he himself was never a Christian until on his dying bed in the year 337 when he became converted to Christianity. But he took it to unify them.
Right. Isn't it Augustine, in his Unchristian Doctrine, he wrote 48 different works. The two most noted in the West is his Confessions, which he specified who he was, and then the Holy City of God. And the last was on Christian doctrines, the fundamental principle for modern Christianity. Three black women, Felicita, Perpetua, and Nymphano, were the first to die for Jesus Christ. Next, and they were from what is today called, how do you know that? It's in the documents of the church, in the writing of the church. And was it not Pope Melchizedek, the three African popes of the Roman Catholic Church? Malthazar, Victor III, and the other one.
Galatians.
We have them there. Now, these are church documents. But remember, when there came a time in 1506, after we lost power in Spain, the Africans ruled Spain from 1711. We were calling ourselves Moors, M-A-U-E-R-S, then M-O-O-R-S. From 1711 until 1485, 774 years, when we built and brought into Europe the university system, filling the University of Salamanca, S-A-L-A-M-A-N-C-A, in Spain, a copy of the University of Gene from ancient Ghana, which was equally a copy of the University of Sankore in Timbuktu, which the French later called Timbuktu. Now, look, if you want to read it, read Stanley Lane Poole's The Moors in Spain, written in 1887, or Alejandro Metaviza. Read his book in Spanish, The Moors in Spain, and said that even the bath was introduced by those Africans.
You said the bra was introduced by...
The bath was reintroduced because Rome had a bath before, but they stopped because of not understanding the Christian doctrine that the that the Europeans have embraced that stopped for over 1,000 years from taking back. Matter of fact, I'd like to make mockery of the fact that the Queen, Victoria of England, boasting of herself being the cleanest woman in all of Europe, taking one bath per month. I have books to show you where people were made saints for boasting and never even washed their hands.
Did you have a copy with dirt with you?
No, I didn't bring too many.
Hey, let me, because you guys are bombarding us with so much. Just tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do on a day-to-day basis.
Well, my name is Yosef Ben Yekanen. I teach at Cornell University at History and Egyptology. I am an author, former member of the United Nations, graduate with a PhD from Cambridge University in England, a PhD from the University of Barcelona in Spain. That should help. I originally was a civil engineer who turned to anthropology and history with a law degree and practiced law. Now, black people had to know a little bit more to get a job. And I was born in Ethiopia and came to the Caribbean as a young fellow at age 6. My mother's a Puerto Rican, and we lived and grew up in Puerto Rico and abroad. My father was a barrister. And as I said, worked with the United Nations and then finally started teaching at Columbia University and other places. Got fired a number of times, of course.
I would imagine so.
So yes, with this kind of thing, they don't want them with the documents in my hand. When I exposed that tampering was nothing new,
okay,
that it was done in Africa in as early as 1550, I was fired on the spot by Professor Ralph Linton. But about 10 years later, the American Medical Association published the Ebers Papyrus, the same thing I got fired for.
Okay, I want to get back to something in one of your books. Let me just tell us, audience at home and studio audience, a little bit about yourself, Dr. Ben.
Oh, I'm not as fortunate as Dr. Ben. Dr. Ben is the intellectual, so I like to be the other extreme. I like to say that my college is that of hard knocks, and I use myself as the example of as to how high a black man could come from mother wit. Mother wit in the sense that it is said that blacks are not intelligent. And so that what we do is complement each other. He being the extreme with all the degrees, and I will remain the little fellow in the street. However, the little fellow in the street have taught at some of your best colleges,
okay,
and taught the professors
so that they could teach you.
I've taught at Marist College. I've lectured for Yale. I have lectured most of your best institutions. I just went to do a week seminar out in the state of Washington to educate some professors how to teach and teaches and teaching logic. I think what happened, like some people say, well, Simmons, why don't you go and get the thing? I said, no, at my age, I'm not looking for prestige, but my churn will. And since there's a thing that black people are dumb, I like to sit back being dumb and just waste the intellectual other folks away.
Well, he's being very modest.
I'm looking for that.
He's my associate in my office.
Is that right?
And yes, and at Malcolm King College, and was the chairman of the Department of History in many schools, so he's being modest.
Let's get back to some of the stuff we were talking about last night. You were talking about at dinner. You guys just took on the Bible.
And which one? There are many Bibles. You got about 3,000 versions. And the one that most people here believe in is the King James Version. And when a version is not a fact, a version is something like the original. And James commissioned 47 men under Sir Francis Bacon. He pulled them from Cambridge University, Oxford University, University of Eton, and University of Scotland at Glasgow. Those 47 men wrote God's word.
Not going to be very popular in this area.
I didn't plan to be.
Okay. This quote from one of your books, and this will be available to our studio audience. We'll talk about this a little bit after we get off the air. And I'm not even sure I should read this. This is from the Bible.
It's not the Bible in this. You should read it. Read what was in Genesis up until the 6th century. It is still in the Book of Mormon. That's the people who saw a great city, which many blacks have joined because they've joined the Ku Klux Klan with the open membership. It is still in the Calvinist teaching in South Africa, and read what was in the Bible
okay.
up until the 6th century.
So you're saying that this is still in the Mormon Bible?
It's still in the Mormon Bible. It is still in the Adventist Bible. And they look at the bottom where the Roman Catholic Church had it, and they now make an excuse that they were sorry that it was ever in there, but nevertheless it was.
All right, let me just share this with our audience here and our audience at home. And this is from one of Dr. Ben's books.
And from all the books, that it's on page 120, that's on 21,
right.
In that book.
Let me just share a little bit of it here, because I want to get some reaction, and it's something for folks to think about. And you say this is from the Bible. Therefore, it must be Canaan, your firstborn, whom they enslaved. And I'm starting in kind of the middle, because there's a lot of it here. And since you have disabled me, doing ugly things in blackness of night, Canaan's children shall be born ugly and black. Moreover, because you twisted your head around to see my nakedness, your grandchildren's hair shall be twisted into kinks and their eyes red. Again, because your lips jested at my misfortune, theirs shall swell. And because you neglected my nakedness, they shall go naked. And the rest of this stuff is underlined. And this is a quote from the book, Bible. And their male members shall be shamefully elongated. Men of this race are called Negroes. Their forefather Canaan commanded them to love theft and fornication, to be banded together in hatred of their masters, and never tell truth.
That's right. It was in the Judeo-Christian Bible until the 6th century of the Christian era, also called A.D., Anno Domini. And some black ministers refer to it. Just a few weeks ago in New York, I was listening to my radio, one of these religious programs sponsored by a liquor store. And it says, the minister says that these young blacks are acting up. We shouldn't act up anyhow, because when all of us, when we die and we go to heaven, we're going to be white anyhow. So we say anything. Remember that we did not know that Christianity came from Egypt, and that the first monastery was on the island of Pele, which is still there now, and that the Christianity went into Ethiopia and all of North Africa, where they had 7 patriarchs and 27 bishops before the first one in Greece or Rome. We knew nothing about that. We didn't know. Up to now, you've got black people sending missionaries to Africa, not knowing that the Coptic Church is older than the Roman Church. We still send missionaries. We still tell lies about Africans eating the missionaries. I wish we did eat the missionaries, then we would have had no problem. But we still got that. We still got roots there. People thinking that roots has had something to do with history when the man says a novel. People naming their children Tentecante and Contecante and all kind of thing now. But these are people.
Did you take issue with that? You find something
wrong? Yeah, it's garbage. It has nothing to do with history.
Are you calling
it's
Roots?
A novel.
Roots, the most popular television show in the history.
Amos Anandi was the most popular radio show. And it had nothing to do with black people. It was two white Jews. You know, I told you the worst part of our enslavement is not the shackle on the hand. It's the shackle on the mind. What we have been conditioned. But remember this, that the master, slave master, doesn't train his slave to be free. We once used to train ourselves when we had such things as the African Methodist Episcopal Church, the African Baptist Church, the African newspaper, Frederick Douglass, Natola, Denbavizi, and all these different people had churches where they taught the people their own history. Look, go into our churches and find out, do they sing the spirituals anymore? No. They got anthems from Germany. They don't sing the songs of the African people anymore in the churches.
What's wrong with that?
How does a song from Europe, from Scotland, relate to you? You Scottish? You could have fooled me. But you see, this is the whole thing.
Suppose that we just, not all of it, just suppose we believe half of what you said here tonight. What difference does that make?
Quite a lot of difference is your behavior. What's the behavior of the child? If you tell a child that all his ancestors and all his people before him ever was, and you prove it to him by not showing him anything that his people did, why would he feel good? when you got busing now, everybody's been fighting for busing. So the bus goes, you show me one bus bringing one white kid from a white neighborhood into a black neighborhood to study. All the buses go from the black neighborhood to the white neighborhood. Show me a class in music appreciation where they're showing you African music. It is European music alone. Now, it has an impact on the child. The problem that we're facing is that, I assure you, ask what's different, okay, in the church tomorrow. They're going to be a church, and every one of the black churches got a white Jesus. Go into a Chinese church and see if you don't see Jesus got slit eye like a Chinese. Go, you know what I mean? Go to everybody but us. Religion is the deification of a culture. And the gods look at the people talking about it. And the angels. Here you got Jesus. Now give me how, if you talk about image. December the 25th, coming. You're going to see this. And before, Jesus wrapped with swaddling band. It's solid wool. We're in the desert now. It's 110 degrees minimum Fahrenheit. We're in the desert, and the child is wrapped in swaddling band, the wool. What mother's going to wrap her child in a wool blanket in the desert? Let's go further. And on the roof of the manger, there is snow. If you give your daughter an icicle and then tell her, take it back and put it in the oven with 110 degree Fahrenheit and go back to expect to find an icicle, you're going to find running hot water. But that image is in our head. This is a European version that was painted by Michelangelo for Pope Julius II in 1509 in the Sistine Chapel. He finished in 1511. An image, one picture that says worth 1,000 words. Now you have three wise men in the middle of the desert. One is from Africa. One is black, they said. I mean, how does this stop? Moses born in Egypt, and they showed me the book. You know, he born in Africa. Another one. The angel of the Lord come to Mary and said to Mary, carry the little boy and hide him among his cousins in Egypt because Herod wants to kill him, right? She comes and takes this child to Africa. Egypt is in Africa. Hide him among his cousins. He's blonde, he's blue-eyed, and he got golden hair. And he's hidden among a bunch of black kids. The army came, the navy came, everybody searched every house and can't find that boy.
Time's moving on, and there's so much here. Okay, let me just throw this at you. I'm sure you've offended a lot of people's religion. There are those who say that, would say, or sure I'm thinking, or sure I'm sure they're thinking. And what you're saying is just a lot of racist garbage.
Well, they would say reverse racist. They don't allow us to be plain racist. We have to be different. We're the reverse kind. Now, people will say anything, and even black people will say we want to control our minds, our thinking. The point is this, that the person said, I've never read anything hardly. Let us go into the theologian library and see the amount of books they have. How many of these people have gone and traveled? See, what I'm saying, there is no major university, major library in Europe I have never been to. There's no major library in Asia or Africa I have never been to. I have been to every one of the major tombs and temples of Egypt and got the pictures and read the hieroglyphs and everything like that.
You even said you discovered England.
I discovered England when I was the first time I went to England. I discovered it. I was in the middle of London walking around, doing like this, looking around, and the Bobby, that's the policeman, he came and he says, what are you doing? I said, I'm discovering England. He says, you must be daft. You know, that means crazy in English. And England, I've always been here. I said, well, I'm doing like Columbus. I just came here. I'm the first of my people to come, so I got to discover it. They discover everything that they came to, isn't it? They discovered the source of the Nile when the Africans brought them through the source of the Nile. Africans, they're having a nice bath naked. Naked, we were bathing very naked because what we got to hide? We were naked.
But you claim that Africans invented the brassiere. The fact that they invented the brassiere as a string for the purpose of keeping the breast from jumping up and down. I mean, you know, kids, it causes young men to burn when they see that. But the thing is, as those listeners, Dr. Ben,
speaking about the European discovery, I thought about going to the moon, that the European have not changed. Up to today, he still operates that way. Wherever he goes, the first line does is plant a flag. When the United States sent men to the moon, they didn't care if there were moon people up there. The first thing they did is put that flag. This belongs to us and the Bible.
I'm ready to kill for it.
Okay, putting aside charges of reverse racism, you guys are chomping at the beliefs of a lot of black folks. I mean, at dinner, you shook up some people when you said that, talked about black people.
Yeah, but let me just add to this. I mean, let's just say this.
All right.
People believe, unfortunately, most black people here believe that the only religion black people ever had was Christianity or Judaism or Islam. They forget that the first known religion was the worship of Ptah, P-T-A-H, along the Nile. There was no Adam and Eve mentioned any place yet because there was no Judaism. And if there's no Judaism, there's no book of Genesis.
But you went so far as to say that the virgin birth, Adam and Eve, Noah,
were all repetition, and they could read the works of
so their myth.
Their myth. All religion is myth. Religion is based upon belief.
There are people who invest their lives.
There are people who are dying to go into cemeteries. But that doesn't make things stop. The way we were taught as if there was no other religion but Judaism, Christianity, or Islam. There were religions and our religion way older than Judaism and Christianity and Islam. That's the African bit. The religion of the worship of Ulidumare, for example, among the Yoruba, is more than 2,000 years older than Christianity.
Now, let me get to this because I see time is creeping up on. We were sitting around the dinner table, some students and people, and the question came to you both. The way you sound, you guys may not believe in God or something.
I am married to an ex-nun, Roman Catholic nun. I drive her to 35 years we've been married a few days ago, and I drive her to church on occasion. I'll go in and listen. I'll go to the mosque. I'll go to the Buddhist temple. I go to anybody's religion because religion is a belief. Nobody has it. Now, you ask if I am believe in God, you must first explain, because I met the guy that robbed my house believed in God. He had a big cross on his chest. He believed that didn't stop him from robbing my house. Believing in God will make you good or bad. The Ku Klux Klan believe in God. The one thing that they say that they have established a religion to protect the name of Jesus. So read the whole philosophy. Most of the people in the Bible Belt will cut your throat for being black. Did the Bible stop them from being racist? No. That don't mean a thing because you believe. You believe in your behavior, two different things. And people ask, you believe in God, you don't believe in God. So what that means? It doesn't mean I won't cut your throat.
Okay, but you said earlier that if we stop paying black preachers tomorrow morning,
the church will close. How many of them come in to do voluntary work? It's a business. Whether it's Christianity, Judaism, Islam, Buddhism, or what?
Christianity and religion as we know it is a business.
Big business. Biggest business is bigger than IBM.
You get all kinds of breaks, tax breaks, and all kinds of privileges when you're a minister.
And salary is paid. You think the Pope would be there if he didn't get a big salary? He'd get the best salary of all. Do you think? No, let's face it. How many ministers do you know doing it for free? Just tell me.
Okay, let's just, this is
if
black.
You don't pay your 10% tithe and see how, if you're going to get buried. They leave your car for you may come to the Undertaker father and say, you what, but you're not coming to the cemetery. You sing in the choir all you want and go get married and see if you have to pay.
But what are we learning from all this? How are we going to change our lives? How are we going to change our lives for better?
I am not against anyone believing in a God system. To the contrary, I do believe in a God system.
System.
But what I'm against that for African people, and by the way, you're Africans, you know, you may not know that. But just remember, if you get a rabbit and put it in an oven, and the next day you go in and they have little ones, you don't call them biscuits. And if Africans come to America and got them babies, they're Africans. Okay, I know you don't like that when you look in the mirror because you can't think you're an African. But anyhow, I have no objection at all. My children, I have a daughter who's a Jehovah's Witness. I have...
Is that Bobby?
You know why don't bother me? Because I train my children. And I know what they believe and don't believe. And in fact of us being a Jehovah's Witness, when problems strike, it's Big Daddy they're coming to me. I know that. And my daughter was trained to be intelligent, that you don't pray to stop getting pregnant. You have to do something about that. You gotta go either to the drugstore or a gynecologist. You pray all you want. If you're having a man, the prayer will stop the pregnancy. You understand? But birth control will. Okay, the pill will help. Now, so that's reality. I'm not going to tell my daughter, well, believe in God. If you've got a man, pray. And the boy will make you pray.
Okay, but I can think of a specific example. People who may be physically ill would not go to the doctor. I'm thinking of one particular instance that I know of.
Right.
Lady would not go to the doctor because she said she'd rather be in church.
She's going to die soon. I will not want a minister when I get hit by a car. I want a specialist in booze.
Well, let me take you for a moment. Let me take that. If you use myself as an example, I was bleeding to death. I was going to die. I was losing blood faster than the doctors could do. And they said, we must operate. And there comes a priest to say something over me, whatever it is. I tell him, I don't need him. I want a doctor.
That's right. That's intelligent.
He's standing in the way of the doctors. They need to work in me.
It doesn't mean that he doesn't believe in God. It means that he's intelligent.
And this is
because the priest wants the same doctor. If the priest had an accident and the doctor comes up and another priest comes up, and when he looks and he has a ruptured aorta or something like that, you think he's going to tell the guy, pray, man, I need that, and tell the doctor, go and tell the doctor, get me to the hospital. When you go to the hospital, how many priests, ministers you will see lying up there getting treated? Because they're that sense. You know what I mean? You know, it isn't irreligious or godly for me to say, I fell down and broke my leg, but can I say, Father, straighten it up. You know what the Bible said? I will help those who help themselves. Well, the Bible can be used for negative and positive. It's got all kinds of negativism and positivism. It's the whole thing, it's your interpretation of it. You go to 15 Baptist church, you get 15 Baptist. Why tell me now, if it's religion, that you got one block 200 feet long and you got 6 Baptist church in there? The same Baptist denomination. Tell me,
tell me why,
if you're a Christian, why you need a Methodist, a Baptist, a Presbyterian, a Catholic, with the same Jesus.
What?
Money. Big business. Everybody wants to run their state. If I get 10% from you, 10% for the next guy, 10% of $70,000 a year is good. I mean, I can get a few cars behind that and a nice home and a nice wife with a mink coat. And you see some people taking the last dollar and giving it to the church. And they come and ask me for my dollar.
Let me just, because I've been informed that we have about